Next, Georgia. Tens of thousands of people are protesting outside the country's parliament in Tbilisi. They're opposed to new laws targeting foreign funding for independent media and NGOs. The Foreign Influence Bill is expected to pass through parliament this week, and government there says it will defend Georgia's sovereignty. Here's what protesters were saying last night.
I am pretty sure that they will take this law, they will make what they want, and we are going to continue our protest as long as we will be able to. We will continue our protest till the elections.
I want Georgia to live in Europe. I do not want to wake up in Russia, and I really hope that our generation is going to have a bright future, because I want to get education. I want to get educated in Europe, not in Russia, and I have this sincere fear, and I want to ask this government, what does it really give you that it costs you our fear?
Porrick O'Brien, Channel 4 News foreign correspondent, is in Tbilisi. Good morning, Porrick.
Good morning.
Porrick, one woman saying there, I don't want to wake up in Russia. Is that what this is about?
Yes, it is, for the demonstrators on the ground. I'm with, there's a few hundred demonstrators now still left. I'm with them here in front of the Parliament building in Georgia. And it's really remarkable to see these young people. They're all sort of, many of them are wrapped in both the Georgian flag and the EU flag. And they have this very vivid sort of dual identity, the younger generation here in Georgia. We've just seen this very tense standoff with police outside Parliament. The reason that's happened is demonstrators in their thousands decided that they would camp outside the Parliament building last night and try to stop MPs from getting in this morning to vote on this controversial bill.
The bill that you mentioned. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, you can. I hope you can hear me. By the way, it's quite lively.
Tensions seem to be high there, and government has warned that they will arrest protesters blocking the parliament. You can hear that they're protesting there right now. How heavy is the clampdown at this stage?
Well, I would say, last night the Interior Minister threatened 4 years imprisonment for anyone who did block parliamentarians from getting into the building. There have been some arrests, there has been some police violence, but not as bad, you know, thankfully, as some people were expecting. But this is not over. The Judiciary Committee just voted the next stage of the legislation through in the last hour or so, and now it goes to another vote tomorrow, and then the possibility of a veto by the president, which he will do, but that could be overturned. So this is, I think tonight and this evening will become another sort of defining moment in the protest as far as the demonstrators are concerned.
And can we just take a step back there in relation to the Foreign Influence Bill? How did we get here and what will it mean?
So basically, the thrust of the bill itself means that if it goes through, NGOs and media outlets who get over 20% of their funding from international sources, they will have to declare themselves, they will have to register themselves as basically foreign influence operations. But this really isn't about the money, because the Georgian state, you know, if you want to find out how these NGOs and media outlets get their money, they're heavily regulated anyway. So you could simply go onto their website and find out, which I've been doing over the last 2 days. This is about the government being able to brand these organizations as foreign influencers, as traitors, basically. And I think that's what kind of hurts so much the demonstrators here, because they see themselves as incredibly patriotic people and a sort of a deep love for their country, but this dual identity is wrapped up in it. You know, they see themselves very much as Europeans, especially the younger people. It's all been driven by the governing party. They're called Georgian Dream. And many of the people here, bizarrely, would have voted for them in the past. But over the years, the demonstrators feel that they have gravitated towards Russia and that they want to pull Georgia further into Russia's authoritarian orbit.
Finally, Porik, 85% of Georgians support joining the EU. Could this law derail that aspiration briefly?
It could do. It has candidate status, Georgia, remember, and both the EU and the US have expressed grave concerns about what this legislation could mean for its future.
Channel 4 Foreign News correspondent Porik O'Brien, thanks for joining us from Tbilisi. It's